Hi, my name is Lachlan Edwards. I'm the lead lifeguard supervisor for the RNLI in Scotland. So lifeguards are expected to complete a National Vocational Beach Lifeguard Award. Once they've achieved that award, they're then eligible to apply and work for the RNLI as a lifeguard. They go through a two-week training process, which includes a basic workplace induction, followed by an in-depth RNLI lifeguard induction, as well as completing their casualty care training for the season coming. So the training focuses on a few different elements. It focuses on fitness, casualty care and first aid, as well as their core lifeguard skills, which involves them doing mock rescues and just working together within their lifeguard teams. So the training that we did today was a joint exercise between RNLI Lifeguard Scotland and Anstruther Lifeboat. That included things like dealing with potentially cardiac arrest casualties, multiple casualties in the water, and just working with the ILB and the lifeboat crew as well for bringing the casualties back to shore and receiving casualty care and treating casualty care. So we tried to create scenarios that are realistic, maybe from previous experience that we've had before, as well as drawing on the experience that the lifeboat crews have dealt with as well. The rest of our lifeguarded beaches open on the 17th of June. So where you can, we look for people to attend a lifeguarded beach and swim between the red and yellow flags, as that is the safest area of the beach. And if you do get into difficulty, raise attention to one of the lifeguards, and if you're unable to find them or not at a lifeguarded beach, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.